very relevant issue for our day.
今天同性恋议题是一个非常重要关系的议题。
And it's talked about in media, in our churches, in our schools.
在媒体、在学校、在教会里面，我们都提到这个议题。
But if we talk to people who aren't Christian on this issue of homosexuality, the church has a bad reputation.
如果说我们跟非基督徒谈到这个问题的话，教会通常给人一个不好的印象。
There's a book called Unchristian.
有本书，它的书名叫做《不信奉基督教》。
And this book looks at how young Americans view the church. And their view is that the church is confusing, not accepting, boring, accepting, out of touch, spiritual, old-fashioned, hypocritical, and judgmental.
现实脱节，对别人不理会、无聊、不接受其他信仰的没有平等。
And up at the very, very top is anti-homosexual.
在这所有的看法当中，在最上面的是反对同性恋。
And if we look, the numbers, 91% of those outside the church of our youth, that we might as well say everyone thinks that we are anti-homosexual.
看到这个数字，告诉我们说，91%的年轻人看法，这些年轻人是不是基督徒？那我们干脆就认为说，所有的年轻人对我们的看法是这样。But
it's not that much better for those of our children and youth. That's 80% of those think that Christians are anti-homosexual.
但是如果说以教会的年轻人的比例来看的话，
And I want us to see what it doesn't say. It doesn't say anti-homosexuality or the issue.
我要说的是，它不是反对同性恋、同性行为。
But it's saying that people believe that Christians are anti-homosexual against the person.
而是他要想是说，其实教会是反对同性恋者。
And I would hope we would all agree that we aren't against any person. God isn't against any person. He's for people turning from their sins, but he's still for people. But we must remember that someone's perception is their reality. So hopefully we need to have a different way of approaching this issue of homosexuality. And I want to be clear, there's many ways to approach this issue. I could approach this issue politically or psychologically. But I want to be upfront and say that the way I want to approach this issue is with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So first of all, in a Christian response, I think we must have our attitude correct. And first, that has to do with our own conviction. That we must realize that homosexuality is not the worst sin. It is a sin, but it's not the worst sin.
同性行为是罪，但不是最严重的罪。
As I lived as a gay man, I thought the church was telling me that gays deserved a hotter place in hell.
同性恋的时候，我认为教会觉得说，同性恋要下地狱，要下到更深。
But we know that's not the truth.
但我们知道是事实。
Homosexuality is not the worst sin.
同性恋不是最严重的罪。
There is an unpardonable sin, but that's grieving the gift of Holy Spirit, not homosexuality.
这是不被赦免的罪，但是不是同性恋。And
yet sometimes within the church, we overlook some of the sins that we have in the church, whether it's gossip or jealousy or pride.
我们在教会里面也忽视了其他的很多的罪，像骄傲、嫉妒、批论、别人是非等等。Sometimes
even adultery, or when our children have sex out of marriage, fornication, we just look the other way and pretend it's not there.
甚至于奸淫的罪，还有我们的小孩子的婚外情这些罪，我们都觉得说不应该去理会它。But
if it's homosexuality, then we all have to really do something about it.
如果是同性恋的话，我们就对这个枪口一致。And
I'm just saying, if we're treating one sin this way, we have to treat all sin the same way. We have to treat it all the same and not make one sin worse than the other.
如果我们要来看待罪的问题，应该是看待所有的罪，以同样的态度来看待罪的问题。And
I know some of you might think though, when you think of homosexuality, it's so gross. Disgusting.
我知道你们有些人想到同性恋就会觉得说这是厌恶。But
the reality is, I think that's a good reminder, that feeling of disgust.
我觉得这是一个很好的提醒，这事实的确这是一个令人厌恶的。It
should remind us that that feeling we have of disgust must be just a fraction of what God feels when He looks at our own sin.
当我们有这样的厌恶的感觉的时候，我们要记住说，神对我们很罪的感觉，其实这个只是一部分而已。So
our sin is just as odious in God's eyes.
我们罪在神眼里是一样的，是可憎。And
hopefully that should we should have the right attitude and have a posture of humility when we approach this issue of homosexuality.
当我们在面对同性恋问题的时候，我们应该有一个正面的态度。Because
our desire is to draw people to Christ, and that begins with humility.
我们的意念是说，我们要领人归主。So
second, we must be consistent.
第二个，我们要前后一致。
And we must be consistent in three things. First, regarding relationships. Because for people who are in the gay community, relationships is almost everything, whether a boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage.
在同性恋的族群里面，他们的关系是代表一切，不管是同性。
And also, that's part of our culture, Chinese. We sometimes always want to make people hurry up and get married, and then hurry up and have babies. And don't get me wrong, I do believe we should lift up the beauty of marriage, but we've done that at the expense of singleness.
就是不要误会我的意思，因为我们要高举婚姻的关系，因为这样子这个结果，单身的这个定义就降低了。And
I to the point that singleness now is a curse.
结果到一个地步，单身变成是一个咒诅。But
the Bible says that marriage is a gift and singleness is a gift. Paul said that in 1 Corinthians 7.
在圣经里面教导我们说，在哥林多前书里面讲，婚姻是恩赐，独身也是恩赐。
But many of us will agree, oh yeah, marriage is a gift.
很多人会同意说,是的,
but now singleness, that's a calling.
身材单身是一种呼召.
But I've spoken to married people, and I know marriage, it takes work.
我跟他交通,我知道婚姻是一个很大的工程。
People who are married have to give of themselves love unconditionally.
结婚的夫妇必须要无条件的爱对方。
And husbands, our job is to lay our lives down for our wives.
做丈夫的要舍己。
And that's not easy.
这是不是一件容易的事。
So I say jokingly, I say married, that's a calling.
开玩笑说,婚姻才是一种呼召。
Singleness, that's a gift. I don't have to lay my life down.
单身我不需要舍己。
So, but my point is, we must both as a gift, both as a calling as well.
所以我们必须看待婚姻跟单身都是恩赐，也都是呼召。That
as we lift up one, the beauty and gift of one, we must lift up the beauty and gift of the other.
所以当我们高举婚姻的时候，我们也必须要高举单身。Because
if we believe homosexuality is a sin, then for many people who are gay or lesbian, we're calling them to live single lives for a period in their life, or maybe for the rest of their life. And that's okay.
我们在高举婚姻的时候，我们也必须要高举单身的时候。
所以当我在高举婚姻的时候，我们也必须要高举单身。
We also must be consistent regarding sexuality.
那我们在面对同性恋的时候，也必须要前后一致。
Because often we think God calls us to heterosexuality.
我们常常想说，神是呼召我们要做有异性行为的。
But heterosexuality is so broad of a term.
但是异性行为是一个非常大的一个专有名词。
That includes some sins like adultery, fornication, lust.
这里面还有包含了通奸，还有奸淫的，或者是性欲。
So, it should not be anyone's goal to be heterosexual. So if God isn't calling us to heterosexuality or homosexuality, what is he calling us to?
神不是呼召我们要有异性性欲。如果不是的话，他要叫我们做什么？呼召我们做什么呢？
He's calling us to holy sexuality.
他是要，神要呼召我们有圣洁的性行为。
Holy sexuality is if you're married, there's only two options. If you're married, complete faithfulness to your spouse of the opposite gender.
所以圣洁的婚姻是，如果你是结婚了，你就必须有绝对完全的忠诚。
And the other option of holy sexuality is if you're single, complete faithfulness through abstinence and celibacy.
所以另外一个就是，如果你是单身的话，那你就是维持。
And I don't have a term for both of those options, so I created a term and I call it holy sexuality. So we must be consistent regarding relationships, sexuality, and change.
关于这个男女关系的关系还有改变。
Because so often when we think of homosexuality and change, we think change means gay to straight or homosexual become heterosexual.
所以当我们想到改变的时候，总是想说从同性恋变成异性恋，或者是从就是同性恋变成异性恋。
Or no longer having those temptations.
所以或者是不再有任何的诱惑。
But do we apply those same principles to anything else?
但是我们也把这个原则用到其他方面吗？
Say if I have a friend who is an alcoholic.
假如说有一个朋友是酗酒的。
But he stops drinking.
他不再酗酒了。
But he still says, I have the urge, I'm tempted to drink, but I don't.
可是他说我还是很想喝酒，只是我不再酗酒了。
Would I then say, you haven't been changed?
那我就说你还是没有改变。
No.
不是。
I think God's grace is evident in his life because he says no to his flesh and say yes to God.
神的恩典是在他身上 表现出来的，因为他对这个罪说不，对神说是。
That's why change is not the absence of struggles, but change is the freedom to choose holiness in the midst of our struggles.
所以改变不是没有挣扎，改变是在我们的挣扎中能够自由去选择圣洁。
Third, we also need to be compassionate.
第三点，我们要有关怀和怜悯心。
Because we must realize that we have people within the church that might be affected by this, whether they struggle or they have a loved one who is gay or lesbian.
我们必须要明白，在教会里面其实是有些人有这样子的挣扎的，可能是他们个人本身有这样的挣扎，或者是他们的朋友有这样的挣扎。
So how do we do that?
我们怎么做呢？
First, expect that this is present within the church.
所以首先我们要就是知道说任何教会都有这种情形。
But, and not be surprised that we have people within the church that might struggle with this.
所以如果教会里面有这种情形，就是他们有这样的挣扎的时候，不要觉得很意外。
Because the church should be a place for people who need Jesus.
因为教会是一个需要耶稣的地方。
The church isn't a social club where we have it all together and we don't have any problems.
教会不是一个俱乐部我们什么问题都没有。
The church is a place for broken, needy people who need Jesus.
教会是一个有受伤害的人要来寻找耶稣的地方。
I'll be honest, I'm broken and I need Jesus.
我是曾经受伤害过，我需要耶稣。
Anyone else out there need Jesus?
有人不需要耶稣吗？
So we all should, together, we all have issues, walk to Jesus.
我们都有我们个人的问题，所以我们都需要耶稣。
Also, second, we should know what is your church's position, what is your position?
还有第二点是我们要了解我们教会的立场，那你个人的立场是什么呢？
And it's not just, it's a sin, don't do it.
不是只是说这是罪，不要这样子做。
Because that doesn't minister, that doesn't help people.
这不是不能帮助人，也不是服侍人。
Our position is to draw people to Jesus and help them live a life fully surrendered to Christ.
我们是要领人归主，让他们能够完全降服在神的手下。
Surrendering even their sexuality.
甚至于他们的性行为也一样的降服在神的手下。
You might have someone that you think, I wonder if he's struggling with this.
可能 你会问说你可能有这样的挣扎。
If you have a friend who might be struggling, how do I?
如果你有一个朋友有这样子的挣扎的话。
Or if you think that they might be struggling.
或者你认为他们可能有这样子的挣扎的话。
I suggest don't bring it up to them.
我建议是不要跟他们提这样的问题。
Or don't ask them, are you gay? Or do you think you struggle with this? That would be awkward.
要冲着他问说你是同性恋吗？你有这样子的挣扎吗？
But you can emphasize your commitment to them.
你可以强调说你对他们委身，你愿意服侍他们。
And just say, I thank God for you, and anything you tell me won't change our friendship.
你可以告诉他们说，你跟我讲任何事情都不会改变我的友谊。
That creates a safe place.
这样就形成了一个安全的区域。
And then fourth, we should, this probably has a lot to do with our kids. Be sure that the joking and the bullying should stop. No more joking and bullying.
这个可能在会发生在年轻人的身上，就是绝对不容忍取笑什么。
Because often now the public schools has all this anti-bullying.
在公立学校里面有这些反对霸凌的事情。
And often they have all this other stuff that we don't agree with.
我们有很多事情可能我们不同意。
But we can agree that simply bullying is wrong.
我们可以同意说霸凌是完全不能接受的。
I would love to see the church on the forefront to say that any bullying is wrong.
我希望在教会里面也能够看到说任何的霸凌的行为也是不可以容忍的。
And then last, we need to be complete.
最后一点是我们要完整。
And we need to focus on the truth.
我们要在真理上下功夫。
But what does the Bible say about homosexuality?
在圣经上怎么讲这个同性行为呢？
Well, the Bible says, many people say, well, it's a sin.
很多人说这是罪。
And that's true.
这是事实。
But that's often all we say, and say nothing more.
通常我们也就讲这样子，这是罪而已，我们也不再多说。
But that's the same as giving someone the one spiritual law tract. One spiritual law, like four spiritual laws when we share the gospel.
四律是不是？
Yeah, but it's like giving them just one spiritual law.
就好像我们在四律里面，我们只讲一个律而已。
You're a sinner, you're going to hell, sorry.
你是罪人，所以你要下地狱，对不起。
That's bad news.
这是坏消息。
But that's the message we're giving to the gay community. You're a sinner, you're going to hell, there's no hope for you.
这是我们给同性恋族群的消息，就是因为你是罪人，你要去下地狱，你完全没有希望。
And that's bad news.
这个是坏消息。
But the Bible has much more to say than that.
在圣经里面有更多的信息要给我们。
There's a passage when Paul says these ten different sins, two of those are homosexuality, and says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?"
保罗说到有十个罪，在里其中的两样是讲到同性恋。
And do not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God.
不义之人不能够进天国。
And that would be bad news.
这个是坏消息。
But he doesn't stop there.
可是并没有在这里就停了。
And this is the good news. He says, "Such were some of you."
你们当中也是如此的。
But you were washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of our Lord and in the Spirit of our God.
但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
That's good news.
这个是好消息。
So we need to focus upon the gospel and about God's transforming power.
所以我们要把福音传扬出去，因为神有这样的大能。
So we need to be redemptive as we approach this issue.
所以我们要讲到救赎，当我们讨论到这个问题的时候。
If we have some Christians who struggle with this issue and they share with you, do you know what to tell them?
如果在基督徒里面有这方面的同性方面的问题的话，那你知道怎么样跟他们分享？
First, thank them that they trusted you with this secret.
首先，你感谢他们，他们愿意跟你分享这样的秘密。
Second, tell them they're not alone. Often they feel that no one ever understands them.
告诉他们说，你们不是孤独的，并不是任何，我们是了解你们的。
Third, help them remember their identity is in Christ, not their sexuality.
帮助他们了解说他们的身份是在基督里面的身份，而不是他们同性恋的身份。
Fourth, be realistic.
第四要实际。
Don't give these false promises that if you just somehow just pray really hard or you just read the Bible more that you'll have no problems.
不要给他们错误的希望，说你只要祷告读经就任何问题都没有了。
Praying and reading the Bible is very important, but that is our just take away all our problems.
读经祷告是非常重要，但是读经祷告就不能够就解决所有的问题。
It's to grow us so that when problems come, we are stronger to stay faithful.
读经祷告是要帮助我们坚固我们，当问题来临的时候，我们知道如何去面对。
Then don't focus on the externals.
不要太注重表面方面。
Don't think that, oh, to fix a lesbian, have her wear a dress and high heels and makeup and she'll be straight.
不要觉得说要改变一个女同性恋者，只要让她穿裙子或穿高跟鞋就可以解决问题。
Or a guy, tell him how to throw a ball or get dirty and, you know, he'll be okay.
告诉一个男同性恋者说，大家去打球，觉得全身脏兮兮的就可以解决问题。
That's focusing on the outside, not the inside.
这个是表面的，不是内在的。
And wouldn't it be great if the change were from the inside out, not the outside in?
所以如果能够从里而外的解决问题，而是从外到里的解决问题，不是很好吗？
And then sixth, focus upon encouraging God-honoring friendships, intimate relationships with the same gender.
第六个是要鼓励同性之间敬畏神的亲密友谊。
That are God-honoring but non-sexual.
这个是敬畏神的，但是是不是
non-sexual? No.
不是性别方面的。
And because what a gay man needs most coming out of homosexuality is a relationship, a godly relationship with another man that's God-honoring but not sexual.
要让一个男同性恋者从同性恋里面走出来，是要让他跟另外一个男人建立一个敬畏神的一个关系。
To see this is how two men should love each other, but it's not sexual.
就是
This is how two men can love each other, but in a non-sexual way.
就是两个男人彼此相亲相爱，但是不是有性行为方面的相亲相爱。
Last, how do we reach out to the gay community?
我们如何对回应同性恋的族群呢？
LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender.
LGBT.
女的同性恋男
的，女的同性恋男的，
双性，
变性。
谢谢。First, do not compare homosexuality to alcoholism. Not all gay men are pedophiles, and don't compare it to murder.
不要把同性恋跟酗酒或者是蒙屁或者是凶凶杀犯做比较。
Also, don't use these two words, lifestyle and choice.
不要讲这两个字，一个是生活方式或个人选择。
Because people who are gay, they don't see this as a lifestyle, they see this as who they are.
因为同性恋者觉得这个不是一个生活方式、生活形态。而是他们就是这样子的看待他们自己，他们就是这样子的人。
And there's a little bit of truth to that.
这里面有一些事实真理在里面。
Because gays and lesbians, they never chose their feelings.
女同性恋跟男同性恋，他们从来不选择他们的感觉。
I didn't choose to have this temptation.
我以前并没有选择去接受这样子的挣扎。
But where the choice comes in is I choose to respond to that temptation.
当选择在我面前的时候，我就选择去回应同性恋。
And don't use the phrase love the sinner, hate the sin.
不要用这个句子说爱罪人恨不罪。
We can reach out with that philosophy, but don't tell them that.
我可以用这样子的态度 去去对待他们，但是不要告诉他们这句话。
And then don't feel the need that you have to debate with them all the time.
不要觉得说每一次都要跟他们辩论。
Because we've never debated anyone to Jesus.
因为辩论并不能领人归主。
There's a time for truth, but that's when their hearts are softened by the Holy Spirit.
是真理，但是只有在他们的心软的时候才能够来到你的面前。
And I'll finish with these points. This is what we should do.
这是我们应该做的。
We should pray.
我们应该祷告。
My mom prayed for 7 years, fasted every Monday.Once even for 39 days.
我妈妈为我持续的祷告7年，甚至于还禁食，有一次还禁食39天。
If we want to change America, we need to pray.
如果我们要改变美国，我们要祷告。
And we shouldn't see the gays as our enemies, but the Bible says even if we do, we should be praying for them.
我们不应该。视同性恋者为我们的敌人，就算他们是我们的敌人，圣经也告诉我们说，我们要爱我们的仇敌。
But we should listen to our gay friends and listen to their stories and not be quick to speak.
我们应该倾听他们的故事，我们不应该快的说话。
Be intentional. Reach out to them. Maybe take them all out to coffee or for tea or dim sum.
所以他们要诚心诚意的，可以带他们去喝咖啡，或者是去饮茶。
Be patient and persistent. It's not going to just be a quick fix that you can fix them in a few months.
要有恒心，要有毅力，这在一个月或一个礼拜之内是不会解决这个问题的。
And lastly, be transparent. Share what God has done in your life lately.
我们自己要透明化，跟他们分享神在我们。
Because I would not have considered the gospel if I didn't see the gospel lived out in my parents' lives.
我不会接受我如果我没有看到神在我父母身上的恩典，我不会接受福音。
I didn't leave homosexuality because I thought it was so bad.
我不是因为我觉得我是个同性恋很坏，所以才。
I didn't leave homosexuality because I thought it was so unhealthy.
我并不觉得说同性恋是很不健康，所以我离开同性恋。
I left homosexuality because I found something better, and that's Jesus.
我从同性恋走出来，因为我找到更好的，那就是耶稣。
So our job is to show the world.That Jesus is better.
我们的工作是我们要告诉全世界的人，耶稣是更好的。
That Jesus is better than a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a job, or money.
耶稣比男朋友、女朋友或者是工作和金钱都更好。
Jesus is better than your family or even your spouse. Jesus is the best.
耶稣比家庭。都更好，因为耶稣是最好的。
So let us go and show the world through our lives that Jesus is the best.
让我们用我们的生命来告诉全世界，耶稣是最好的。